This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We cover the ins and outs of retail on this program, so regular listeners will know that the past couple of years has been difficult for that slice of this economy. Here with one possible reason why. People of a certain Gen Z, millennial-ish age just don't want to own stuff anymore. So they rent furniture and outdoor gear, kitchen appliances, and obstacle courses for your dog. Sapna Maheshwari covers retail for the New York Times. She wrote about the rental phenomenon. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, would you then, who are these super renters?
So the super renters I talked to for this story are pretty much in their late 20s or early 20s and 30s. And they tend to live in cities. They're college educated and they want nice stuff, but they don't want to buy it.
This is too grand a word, right? But what's the ideological underpinning here?
I think the reasons that people are renting this kind of stuff vary. But for the most part, they really want access to nice items, whether it's furniture or designer clothing. But they don't want the credit card debt attached to that. Hmm. And they don't want to pay full price for it. They're searching more for an experience and knowing now that they can experience an item without buying it.
Right. And then give it back at the end of whatever short period of time they choose to be with it, right?
Exactly. And that's where this kind of renting really differs from, say, an Airbnb or traditional sharing economy models. Here you have a whole bunch of companies that are centralizing all of this. So they're sending out the items, cleaning it, and shipping it along to the next person.
And we are talking everything here from clothing, right? Rent the Runway, you talk about in this piece, but also like coffee tables and couches and, just stuff.
Exactly. There's West Elm Furniture, Crate and Barrel Furniture, CB2, Vitamixes. REI has gone in on this, and they're really trying to expand their rental services so you can borrow camping gear, backpacks, and who knows what else going forward.
What's your sense, though, of once these 20s and maybe early 30s folks are no longer 20s and early 30s, are they still going to want to be living this way? I mean, your opening paragraph has this life of non-ownership these people have adopted. Is that going to change once they, settle down, I guess?
I suspect it will. And I think that is an important point to make about this piece is the fact that these people aren't married right now. They aren't ready to buy a house. Maybe they can't afford to buy a house right now. So to see people respond in this way and open up this new part of the market is really fascinating.
Not to make it all macroeconomic here, but part of this is a result of what happened in the Great Recession, right? Home ownership is down. People feel more vulnerable. They haven't been able to get the start on life. And so they don't have necessarily the X thousands of dollars to drop on a West Elm couch to begin with.
Yes, I think that's totally true.
Right.
And we're seeing the effects of that. And of course, we have to acknowledge that this is a generation with a lot of student loan debt.
Yep.
It varied for the people I talked to. Some of those who are living like this actually have no student loan debt.
Hmm.
But you can imagine for those that do you really want to throw a couch, into the mix of monthly payments you're making?
Right. Sapna Maheshwari, she's a business reporter at The New York Times, writing about super renters, I guess they're called. Sapna, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.